Right now, it is time to bring in our big star. And she works holidays and non-holidays as well. That is Ruth Epstein. Ruth, of course, from the Republican American. You can find all her stories in the paper and online at rep-am.com. And once a week on a Monday morning, we get together and we chat. Good morning, happy Indigenous Peoples Day and Labor Day. And Columbus Day.
And all the days that are coming up that we're not going to be celebrating with at work.
You know, it's interesting, Arthur Schwartz, when I was speaking to him this morning, he said years ago when he was a food editor for the Daily News on Labor Day, Columbus Day, he always had to do something Italian. And now, since it's, you know, recognized as Columbus Day and the Indigenous Peoples Day, he can be all over the place. So he said it made his job a lot easier.
Isn't it funny how things evolve? Huh?
Well, he also said it made his Italian friends upset, but
well.
You can't have everything.
Good old Arthur. Gosh, I haven't talked to him in years.
He's the same. He's the same.
I'm sure.
He's just a great guy.
Sure. Yep.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall. We had a busy weekend.
Cool.
Luckily, the weather held. We were doing the Artisans Market up in Salisbury.
I want to credit the Artisans and the Salisbury Winter Sports Association and the Ruski Fest for the second year in a row. The big weekend was canceled in Salisbury.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, the town was packed on Saturday.
It was packed.
And it was packed on Sunday.
Yes. Yep.
So yeah. I give both those organizations credit for keeping alive that spirit in Salisbury. What they normally do, but now it's been 2 years. I don't know whether they can bring that back in the same form. 2 years is a long time not to have something.
Yeah, but you're right. It was packed and plenty of activity going on. The streets were filled. Some of the stores put out little booths, and it was and the sales were just flying. Materials were flying off the shelves. I was watching it.
I give Millerton a lot of credit because they have the rail trail and people. But in Salisbury, the Appalachian Trail and Mount Riga attract people. And on a weekend like this, to have the Artisans and Swassa do what they did was fantastic. It really was.
Yeah, and I always enjoy Swassa's brewski. It's just watching people. I mean, I'm not a beer drinker, so I don't know, but they love it, and Swassa is. I talked to Kenny Barker yesterday as I was walking around, and I said, "My one concern is, you know, do you send people out there after they've had a lot of beer?" He said, "No, no, no. We watch it carefully, and you know, there are limits." And so I was pleased to see that.
Yeah, they talk with every vendor that's there, mm-hmm. and they make sure, and they keep it very close, and they've never had anything close to anything bad happen.
Yep. And it's 3 hours, and that's it.
Yep.
And it was good to see the guys from Sunday in the Country out there as well.
Yeah, they're doing the cooking like they normally do, yep.
Yep, so it was a busy weekend there. And then in Sharon, we had the Spoon River anthology with the actors sitting through the cemetery, and again, it was a beautiful day, and I'm glad they did it again, and it's amazing that the actors get out there and sit in the cemetery all afternoon and give performances to ongoing audiences, and a great idea. It was funny. I met somebody who was on the tour with me on Saturday at Brewski on Sunday, and they were just marveling at everything. So.
Well, also what the Playhouse did, they had their big gala, and it received a write-up on Broadway magazines and everything. They just do amazing stuff there.
Yeah.
What a season.
It's been great. Isn't it nice to see it revived? So we looking ahead, well, there were several meetings, you know, board meetings and such, but and little things going on. Of course, elections are coming up, and in some of the towns, there's been some controversy, a lot going on in Cornwall.
I was going to say, I interviewed today, and this has never happened, never happened. I've never had a call from Cornwall from a candidate, but Nick DeFotis called and did an interview with him today. He's a Republican who's running for the Board of Selectmen, and we had our interview with him today. That was a shocker to me. We've never had anybody from Cornwall give us advice.
Interesting. Yeah, well, he is challenging Priscilla Pavel, who's on the board. He did get the votes in the caucus, but she is a petitioning candidate, and I must say it's getting a little tense there.
Yeah.
If you go on the Cornwall Network, you can follow the stream, and it's going to be interesting. And here in Kent, of course, we have a four-way race for first selectman, so that's going to be very interesting as well. It's heating up. We also have our big land subdivision that's going to be discussed at P&Z this week, and
is that the parcel?
Has held a lot of controversy.
Is that the parcel as you come into town?
Yes.
Okay.
As you're coming south on the right-hand side, just before you get into town, 13 acres, 13 houses, and residents, a group, of course, are opposing it. So that's causing a lot of talk. Okay, Marshall. So today, usually we have the Falls Village, doubleheader, but
yep.
It's been moved to the 18th. That's the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen. Tomorrow is Sharon Board of Selectmen. And on Thursday, we've got the Community Vigil by Wes for domestic violence recognition. And that's this year. You know, they move it around, so this year it's at the Pavilion at Lawrence Field in Canaan.
And they've been around 40 years. That's hard to believe.
Isn't it amazing? And the problems still go on, obviously. But it's a very touching ceremony with candlelight and people speaking, and hopefully people will turn out and show their support. And on Saturday, there's the Wagon Run with dogs and folks in Cornwall put on by Little Guild. And there's also in Cornwall a newcomer's tea, which is always very interesting to talk to the new people who have moved to town. And this year it will be especially interesting because of the great influx. So the Cornwall Association puts that on, and it's going to be at the library.
You know what's interesting about the Wagon Run is that most times when you go to an event like that, any of the races and stuff like that, as a spectator it's nice, but basically it is an event for the people participating. But the Wagon Run is different. It's not only for the people that participate and the dogs and animals that participate, but people just get a lot of enjoyment about seeing it all unfold.
It's a huge crowd. And again, it's fun to watch and raises money for the animal shelter.
Yep.
So now we've had two things. We had the Mutt Show a couple of weeks ago, and now Wagon Run. So it's a doggy town up there. So we'll be busy, and hopefully the weather will hold, and we'll see what happens.
All right, and I want you to not labor today.
Oh, well, that doesn't happen. Mondays I have to do my column for Wednesday, so that just... have no choice but to labor.
Well, labor for a few minutes and then enjoy the rest of the day.
Okay, I'll tell my boss you said so.
Okay, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Marshall.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Find her stories at rep-am.com, also in the paper.